Welcome to Microdoses. It's raining lightly, so I can still walk in it. The rain's been helping us to stay inside. But today I'm glad for the rain, because sometimes the gray feels just right. And right now, even letting my hair and skin get a little wet. I had a long overdue call with a friend, and it's got me thinking about forgiveness. It's a very personal thing for me, because I had one of the great friends of my life I had a falling out with a few years ago, where very suddenly, from my perspective, she was really angry with me, and it turned out there had been an accumulating experience of this that I think she'd been doing her best to show me and I hadn't been registering. And then there was a day where, from her perspective, it was just too much and she was too frustrated, and I was so, from where I stood, so shocked by it and kind of paralyzed by it that I didn't feel capable of repairing, and mostly sat in my hurt. And this is something that anytime I get outside of it, it feels so obvious. I should be able to repair this. I care for this person. I want to. Is it that I'm not asking for forgiveness in the right way? And am I supposed to ask for forgiveness? Or aren't friends supposed to be able to roll through these things? Really turning into a very confusing experience for me. And I have this youngest son who's partly just because he's the youngest, but also by temperament, who's incredibly good at saying I'm sorry. And so I've been studying him a lot lately, because under the current circumstances, it feels especially wrong to have any outstanding relationship issues. It's like you want to be able to check in easily on the people you love. And so to have any relationships that aren't in that state I can feel very clearly, okay, something's wrong here. And I'm noticing the way my littlest, the second he notices a breach in relationship, he does a very wholehearted, sorry, mom. And it's such a cleansing. And sorry is not, people often criticize sorry because if misused, it can be the person trying to absolve themselves and make it so that the other person can't feel their feelings. But what feels specific about the way Lou says his sorries is that he's so present in it that I think the sorry is going two directions. And so embedded in it somehow is a forgiving of himself, so that he's genuinely asking for the opportunity to move on in the relationship and showing himself as very human and saying, I know that I make mistakes and I know that you make mistakes, and I still love you and want to continue this relationship. So can we keep moving in this relationship together? So I bring that up because I think the place where apologies often get stuck is when there's the feeling of the other person not moving on. And and the not tolerating that the other person isn't moving on to feeling okay about you. And so that is tricky, because that turns out to be, there's part of you that's not actually forgiving yourself. That the forgiveness is contingent on the person responding the way you want them to respond. Forgiveness is an essential part of the 12-step recovery model. It's step 4. You make a list that includes every single person you've ever wronged. And then, if you're able to, you find every person on that list and you make a sincere apology. Unless you think it will hurt the other person more than help in any way. But embedded is the idea that these apologies come with no expectation of forgiveness, and that ultimately these apologies are to clean up your own side of the road so that you can move ahead with your life. That's the part of sorry that we have control over. The loosening up ourselves to be freed of the harms we've done. We never have control over the other person's response. But it does feel better on the other side of that. I think walking in the rain is a good analogy for all of this. We're in the custom of resisting the rain, of getting umbrellaed and geared up to go out in it, to try not to feel it. And right now, walking in it, deciding not to resist it, it feels good. If I could have that as your experience today, if you happen to be in a place with rain, I would say, go walk out into the rain. And let yourself have that mood, and let yourself imagine the rain falling on you, forgiving you, letting you clean up your side of the street in as many relationships as you can. But you could imagine it as well. You could close your eyes. And imagine the rain falling on you. And imagine if there's any unfinished business in relationships where you just need to make an approach in order to let it go. For your own well-being, for your own ability to move on. Thank you.